List for this week, prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Don Beardsley, Susan Becker, Buck Bunn, Karen Creighton, Robert Doerr, Catherine Ludwig, Ridgway Lynch, Steve Richardson, William Schaefer, Lori Strunick, Annapurna the Cat, Carmen the Dog, Chloe the Cat, Kibilo the Dog, Mikey the Dog. Okay. And then Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Rinpoche. Kadri Lama Zompan Rinpoche. This is prayers for health and well-being. Let's see. Kabe Lamzov Rinpoche, Venerable Chikan Han, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Chiki Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Bob Alexander, Mrs. Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Miranda Benson, Steve and Terry Bull, family of Buck Bunn, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, family of Karen Creighton, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Anna Doerr and family, Tashi Dolma, Jerry Easler, Mildred Gooch, Gwen, Tracy Haas Thompson. He is? Okay. Thanks. In the Gold Prayer Book, if you turn to page 27, page 27, let's read the Seven Limb Prayer, page 27. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Now if you please turn to page 97. 97. Then at the bottom we see, it says short mandala offering. So let's do that in English. This ground, anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratamandalaka Niriyatayami.
Five minutes silent meditation. Good morning. So end of last year, so I thought coming back from my trip from Cambodia, I thought, you know, so it's important to me to explain purification practice here at the center. You know, if somebody who wants to do purification, you know, so then I thought maybe, you know, I decided last October, maybe to explain the number of purification practice. So, you know, explain, so then after that, it's up to you. So, I said, you know, I said that's quite important to purify, sometimes, you know, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, so we try to memorize something, could not memorize, try to memorize something, could not memorize, and also, you know, trying to reflect on the meaning of the word that we memorize, not able to think clearly. So maybe after that, when you try to meditate on that, so not able to meditate all of that, you know, so all this, you know, difficulties happening because something needs to be purified, So I'm not sure, like, how many of you are interested in learning. So I changed my mind this morning. So I'm not going to talk about Dorje Kanto. So I changed my mind. Sorry. So then Dorje Kanto is postponed. So I'm thinking probably Vajrasattva practice. I'm not sure how many of you are very interested. So yeah, so then as you know, so here you are learning here for others, no? So then later on, because you speak proper English, so then you can, you know, help, you know. Then I will explain, you know, based on a book. So we are not going to finish today because, you know, I want to explain elaborately with the visualizations. Anything that if you are feeling bad about something, something that, you know, whenever you remember or recall, it makes you kind of not happy or kind of like, you know, like how you say. We all have that, you know. So each time when you think about something that makes you unhappy, or not just that, it makes you very uncomfortable. So those things need to be purified. Or you can, it's not good to live with, you know, that kind of energy. So it needs to purify. Or purify. So then that purification is, I'm not sure, like, what is the forgiveness? Do you have dictionary? I'm not sure even the word in Tibetan, how to say it. I'm not, forgiveness, word of forgiveness in Tibetan, not in English. Forgiveness in Tibetan, what is called forgiveness in Tibetan, I don't know how to say it. If you can find one word, so then Tibetan word. Yeah, Tibetan word. So now modern days, all my books here. So it's really heavy. And that's just about 3 kilos. I used to bring a lot of books when I travel, you know, so it's like, now this is much lighter. But still. And this is all my books now here. Well, it's upside down. It's okay. If you cannot find, that's okay.
Selva?
Patient.
No. Here they only have it transliterated. S-E-L-B-A. They don't have the Tibetan.
Selva. My Tibetan is not good enough.
That's all this.
Huh? Yeah, so it's complicated. So I think there's probably no one word. So anyway, so yeah, let's go. So the Vajrasattva purification practice is very good to know. So people have been doing this in the practice, and I think this is like really one of the, how you say, purification practice. Now, if you do, there will be a lot of benefit. A lot of benefit. That's the thing. How to free yourself from feeling bad about something. That feeling needs to be purified, you know. If you live with that feeling all the time, it's no good. So that, and you don't think about that all the time, you know. From the Buddhist point of view, you think about them when you're about to do, you know, as I mentioned before, like, thinking about, you know, all the, I say, dirty clothes. Yeah, dirty laundry. Thinking about that all the time doesn't make sense. If you are not doing laundry, why you think about them? There's not much benefit. If you are thinking about dirty laundry, when you are about to do laundry, then there's some benefit. You may want to clean them the next time, then you'll only see the clean clothes. No? So then you don't need to think about it. So in Buddhism, you know, you don't, yeah, of course, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, everybody has something to feel bad about, you know. But you don't think about them all the time. You know, so you only think about when you're about to do some kind of purification practice, then you think about them voluntarily, deliberately, you know, not out of negative mind, out of positive attitude. You think about them because you are kind of excited that you are going to purify them. It's not like, you know, you are thinking about them something out of bad feeling and doing nothing, they're just feeling bad. And that's all, that's not good. So, you know, we all have something to feel bad about. So, time-wise, you know, you don't think about them when you're having a hard time. No benefit, you know. In Buddhism, the only thing about them, if you are about to do some kind of purification practice, then you think about them deliberately, voluntarily, not out of stress, not out of fear. No? Because out of a fresh mind, you know, with the determinations, and with, you know, with enthusiastic, you know, with enthusiastic, then you think about them. And you, when you think about them, and you do this, you know, practice, you know, then you think, then after the good things, you don't feel bad about thinking about something bad. You don't feel bad. Instead of you feeling bad, you feel good. See, that's a big difference. Usually, when you think about something bad, you feel bad. That's no good. Whatever you are thinking of something bad, then you are feeling bad. That's no good. In the purification practice, you think about something bad, you know, voluntarily, and you do something, then you feel good. If you are feeling bad, you feel good. So that feeling good could increase when time goes by, based on your purification practice, and that feeling again, that feeling will grow. Then even the dream, you see the sign, how much that feeling, the good feeling, thinking about something bad, the good feeling will grow. Even the dream, then you see some sign. Okay? So, and this will also help the forgiveness, no forgiveness. So then first let me explain this, then I will talk, after that I will talk about forgiveness. I'm not sure what to say, I will talk about forgiveness a little bit. So maybe you have something to contribute. Huh? First I would like to explain that this practice. One thing that I noticed, no, even though this is like could be overwhelming, but slowly, you know, slowly, line by line, you know, you can't just do all this practice right away. Oh, this is the known. It's not how it's been done. You learn line by line. Okay, first I just work with the visualizations. So then after that, slowly. Oh, so not no like. We could learn like in relation to six lessons. If you learn a word a day, when the 100 days pass, you learn 100 words. Rather than thinking about learning 100 words in one day, no, that's not a very skillful way of doing. A day, a word. When 100 days pass, you already learn 100 words. So that's how it's, you know, that's how the learning has been done, you know, not just, yeah, to think, okay, so I will learn all these 100 words one day. If you can learn 100 days one day, that's wonderful, but you don't have to do that, you know. That's another way to learn 100 words. Taking your time. Today I'll explain a little bit, so welcome to take note. It's good, you know. So then, maybe next class, and just a little bit. Oh, okay. If I can find the text, my mind could change again. Also, the battery is about to die too. I have the quote here, don't worry. Not just it's okay, not about to die. It's like it's close to die, not about to die. Okay, so I just found this text this morning, so not able to find now. Please practice patience one moment. Mm-hmm. The book that I'm using is, you know, composed by Aku Sherab Jatso. That's one of the Amdo master, Tibetan master, Amdo, Aku Sherab Jatso. Aku means uncle Sherab Jatso. Aku Sherab Jatso. You are good to take note for, particularly for the Sangha members. Aku Sherab Jatso. This is the Vajrasana practice is one of the best in the Pivakarin practice. It means one of the most powerful Pivakarin practice. The most powerful Pivakarin practice. That's why I want to explain this to here at the center. Even though there's many, you know, types of purification practice, the Vajrasana is the most powerful purification practice. It is like, see, if you see 100 birds, you don't need 100 stone to chase the 100 bird. You need one stone. If you throw one stone, it will chase 100 bird. That's like Vajrasana purification practice, like this. It's like one stone is capable to chase this 100 birds. That means 100 different bad feelings, you know. It purifies. It purifies 100 different bad feelings. Forgiveness. Based on understanding of, you know, importance of bodhicitta, importance of impermanent, importance of purification practice, importance of, you know, then as so there's many different levels of forgiveness, no? Forgiveness. Therefore there's not one word in Tibet, there's not one word, you know. There's many different levels. Actually it all comes down on personal attitude. Personal attitude. Not just based on desire to feel better. It's based on firm reason why I should forgive, sake of my happiness. The best happiness is enlightenment. Forgiveness will not come easily. It requires. It is not for our egoistic attitude. We are not doing that for our egoistic attitude. Our egoistic attitude will never be content. Egoistic attitude, that is their egoistic attitude. See, believe or not, because of that we are suffering. Not because you are friends. Not because somebody become, you know, some of your friends become your enemy. Not because of that. That's what it seems like, but it's not. That's not the reason. The reason is egoistic attitude. You know, because of that, all the sufferings. You know, that's why all the sufferings happening. Other hand, bodhicitta. Once you have bodhicitta, you have no problems. You know, forgiving others. You have no problems forgiving others. So as I said, the forgiveness is many different levels. Highest level of forgiveness, a different level, and they come down a little bit. It all requires reason. It's not simply something good thing to do. Everybody knows a good thing to do. How to do? Why I should do? What's the benefit? Then they all require so many different reasons. Sometimes it will help If you have deeper understanding of impermanent, everything change. Everything change. Huh? Then understanding of karma will definitely help about forgiveness. Huh? Otherwise, we think, oh, how come I can't fix this? No, we cannot fix everything. We like to fix everything, but we cannot. Why? There's reason. So the reason that, you know, oh, see, it's complicated. It is complicated. Yeah, it's come, when you look at the karma, it's complicated. It's not that simple. It's not that simple as we think. Why it's happening? No, it's happening. Not because it's just happening for no cause. Then it should have. If there's no cause, it should happen for everybody. It's not happening for everybody, because it has cause and condition. Cause, no. Because of that cause and condition, it will change. It's not permanent, because it's caused by something. No, so because of that, it will change. It will change. No, so. So one word, forgiveness, so short word, but when it comes to a practical level, not that simple, not that simple. So, Vajrasattva, this is the one, it will definitely help, you know, it will help. So now here, so first let me explain that, after that probably we'll discuss. You participate, I say something, you say something about forgiveness, and see, you know, how that can be done. Even though there are many, many different forms of purification practice, but the Vajrasattva purification practice is the most powerful one. Therefore, I would like to explain to all my friends here, if somebody really wants to do purification practice, this is the right. You know, so first we have to learn how to do, the second then we'll do, then third we will feel better. Then you will free yourself from feeling bad or feeling guilty or feeling bad, whatever it is. Other form of purification practice, Rimanyi Komba, that's difficult, you know, like the two stages practice in highest yoga tantra is called generating stage and completion stage. So, you don't need to take this note, you know, so maybe Sangha, you can take note, but no, there's no need. So I'm just explaining this. That is, you know, quite difficult. You know, first of all, it's difficult to understand. Second, you know, there's like, practically it's not that easy to do, you know, those two practices. That's like the last, highest yoga tantra, that's the last, you know, deva. So then, you know, reciting mantra. One form of purification is reciting mantra. So see, when you come to see me, they ask me something, I always suggest you to say, recite mantra. It's purifies, no? Rather than just me saying or saying something. If you do something, it benefits you. Oh? So that's why I suggest you to people say, recite mantra. Mani mantra, tara mantra, don't think, oh, this is so easy to say. Yeah, just say, no? So it purifies. Dharma. So there's another form of practice. So those is not necessary to take note. This is not that important. Dharma, this is a different form of purification practice. Dharma is like, there's some kind of rituals, you know, the rituals they do. Make like dough, out of dough, small, many, many small dough, it's called Sama practice, so. Mandala offering, so there's no, the base. See, there's mandala offering, that's one of the forms. Tenji Dindu, Shakbada, Sinji Sotjapa. Then saving life, that's why animal, I say, release. So, reciting sutra, then making tata, visualizing all the bad feelings, you know, you make something on your hand, out of sesame seed, the form of, you know, scorpion on your hand, then you burn them. Then visualizing that, you know, all this bad feeling dissolve into this figure, then burn them, you know, like that. That's another thing. That's called Dodji Kando. So, I did tell Sarah that that's what I'm going to do today. I changed my mind last minute. So, probably that's next time, huh? Reciting, you know, that 35 Buddha practice, all of that, no? Tado pame vanema nyeva chungu tamu ya. If you don't do anything, you know, if you don't do anything about your bad feeling, if you don't do anything, no, what happened? Even though it's like tiny, it's very small, you know, has the smallest bad feeling. If you don't do anything, to the cheve tapjindo, lungas in yamaches. It's going to be like, you know, when the snake bites, at that moment, you know, may not be very painful, there will be some pain. If you don't do anything, you just leave it there, it will spread. You know, slowly, it will spread. Then basically, it's going to kill you, you know, if you don't treat right there, because they're so poison, it will spread. It will not spread right away, but it will spread slowly. Things get, you know, pain becomes worse and worse. In this case, then, you know, energy of the body will going to deteriorate, the energy of the mind is going to deteriorate, you know, so then there will be no, oh, good. Then it's going to get worse. So better to, you know, treat them right away. So you see, like they say, okay, it multiplies, you know, if you don't purify. It's not like, you know, here's one, then tomorrow is going to be two. It's not like that. When they say it's going to be, that's exactly how they say in the word, but it's not like that, you know. You are not going to eat it with 100 mocks, you know, it's not like that. Feeling is getting worse and worse. Feeling, you know, feeling about bad feeling about something bad, that bad feeling increase. It will not decrease if you don't purify. If you don't do anything, it will not just go away. No, you have to do something. You know, it's not in the body. You can just, if it's here, you can just take shower, put soap, finish. It's not like that. It's not here. It's something you cannot see. No, but you feel very strongly, something like that. Oh, that's what it is. You know, it's kind of like the feeling. You know, the feeling of just getting, you know, like heavier. That's why it needs to be purified. That's what it means. So I say, you say, do the things you love. Change it up, you know, the blessing the bad feeling. Blessing the bad feeling. That means, in this case, you know, usually the blessing means transform, you know. In this case, you kind of stop that to increase, you know. How you can stop that feeling to have the feeling to become worse? And you kind of, you know, there's a way to stop them. So now this talking about reciting the Vajrasattva mantra. Traditionally, before you go to bed. Then you watch your video. But you know, that's how it's been done according to Kadama Master. They watch video, not other people's video. You watch your own video, you know, from this morning to till now. Oh, something, you know, is a happy ending. The movie, they create a whole movie all day long, you know. Then you watch that movie, you know, before you go to bed. So, see, If you feel bad watching your own movie, if you feel bad, what do you do? So you try to, you know, to stopping that bad feeling or to multiply, stopping that bad feeling towards watching your own movie. You know, sometimes you watch, oh, you feel good, you feel great. No, that movie has been done well, you know. Good director, good producers, good crew. All the actors are very good, you know, acting very well, you know, get good credit, you know, good review. So then, you know, then you no need to do anything, you know, just go with, you sleep with happy mind, you know. Stand, you know. If you feel bad, you know, so actors are not acting very well, you know, or not acting exactly according to the director, which is bodhicitta. I'm not sure which one. Or maybe which, you know, director is like wanting to do good, you know, wanting to do good. That could be directors, you know. So see, then, you know, if you are feeling bad about, you know, watching your own video, something that, you know, you are seeing there, you don't like that, you know. So now you already have feeling, you already feel bad, you know. So you have, because of the cause of the condition, you know, you don't just feel bad about nothing. So then you stop that feeling to stop to multiply. What you do as a Buddhist, you know, what you do, what we do normally, I don't know. Ignore them. But you can't really, you can pretend that you're ignoring them, but no, you know, deep down, you know, it's there. No. So. Then you recite, you know, 21 Vajrasattva mantras. Instead of going to bed with a bad feeling, at least you can go, you know, go to sleep with good feeling, not because of the movie, but because of the recitation of the mantra. Then you can at least, you know, you can, you know, feel something good. You can think, oh, I at least, you know, I stop multiplying that feeling, I stop them. Goal, I'm going to purify that feeling, you know. I'm not going to let that feeling to take over my life. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop that feeling. You know, and I know how to stop that feeling, bad feeling. I know it's only a matter of time. I will overcome from that bad feeling. Next time, when I recall that event, it's not going to hurt me. It's not going to hurt me. It's not going to cause me any pain. You know, when I recall, in the future, when I could recall that event, it's not going to cause me any pain. I know how to do. So that's how I do. You know, I recite 21 Vajrasattva mantras right now. Then after that, I'll purify them, you know. So then I myself make sure from tomorrow I'll be more mindful. So I'll make sure that I don't... Tomorrow night I'm going to watch the movie again. So make sure, you know, those actresses not acting like that in that same movie. So, like that. No, that's how you make progress, you know, day by day. I say, one step at a time. So, see, that's the beginning, okay? The feeling will not get worse if you recite 21 Vajrasattva mantra at that night, you know, regretting, not feeling guilty, regretting, you know, regretting what you see, regret. Feeling regret towards something negative is positive. Feeling regret towards something positive is negative. So guilt is all negative. There's no positive. Feeling regret towards something negative is positive. feeling regret for something positive, that's negative. So regret, is very important, regret. You regret them, so then, so try, be mindful, try all our best, that's all what we can do. We try, next day we try, try, to then, next day if you look at the movie again, some of the actions that are done by actors is no longer doing those actions, then you feel proud. You give yourself credit. Oh, you did a good job. No, you did a good job. So, how do you say, go boy, go girl? How do you say, huh?
You go girl.
It's not just for girl, also the boy, it's including boy too. And so I'm not sure how you say. Yeah, so then, when you give your credit to yourself, whatever you say, so you give your credit. That's how, Even though you feel, this pain that I, the feeling, bad feeling that I have is not that easy to purify, it's something huge. No, it is, even I can't imagine that can be purified. No, that's wrong. Any bad feeling can be, bad feeling itself doesn't have any positive quality. But it has one positive quality, it can be purified. It can be purified. See, sometimes people say, okay, I don't think I can, this is feeling, that bad feeling that I have is huge. I don't think it can be purified. I have to live my life, or my rest of life with that. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Majedra, I'm not sure how to say in English, there's one king, Majedra. So he did not kill his father physically, but because of his actions, father died in the prison. Father died in the prison, but he did not kill physically, but because of his action, his father passed away in the prison, because he's the one who put his father in the prison. After that, he's feeling so terrible, he's feeling so down, here you say, very depressed. Not just depressed, really, really depressed, even then, he come out of that depression, Buddha is very skillful. He's very skillful, the way he teach. Finally, probably he met, and this happened like a long time in India. So he met Shakyamuni Buddha, and Shakyamuni Buddha, in the word what he said to him, something that in the word, it's not in the meaning, in the word, Buddha said, whoever killed their parents and destroyed all the Nepal neighbors, that's the best, something like that. At that moment, lifted him little bit out of that depression, so that he has some energy to think about, something, rather than really depressed, not want to think anything, probably thinking to, probably suicide, to take life. So that depressed, that means now you reach on the bottom of the bottom, so like that level. At least, and he said, Buddha is very famous, that in time in India, a lot of people respect him. It's not like somebody saying, that's a big deal. Buddha told me that. So that means, there's, you already have some faith in the Buddha. So then he lifted up a little bit from that. Then, probably some practice here, there. So then he started to think about, I should not take that very literally, because, killing parents, that's not the best thing to do. So then he thought, okay. Then he interpreted, then he got to the right meaning, That's like the disturbing thought. Those are the needs to be killed, not the parents. See, then slowly, slowly. If you turn right there, oh, you are worse. Blah, 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 then, you know, like, criticize. Doesn't help. Doesn't help. Because the person is always already going through so much pain, depression. On top of that, you say something negative. That's not skillful way to help. So that's why the Buddha said, see, if that person has chance to overcome from that, you know, like deep, deep bad feelings, no, overcome. So then that's what I'm saying. Bad feeling itself does not have any qualities, but it has only one quality that can be purified or clean, or you can overcome. So, bumdati dindati number type of danyin juice. So if you have something like that, you know, oh, this is huge, and I don't think this can be purified. If you recite Vajrasana mantra 100,000 times, 100,000 times, it will purify, it will purify. So, I'm not expecting all of you will do this practice, but you know, some of you already have karma with, you know, some of, even like out of 100 people, if one person, my explanation of this practice here, out of 100, if one person do the practice, that's really good, really good. No, I'm not ordering you to do this practice, I'm just explaining. If you have interest to do, so then first need to learn how to do. So when we do, then do it well, you know. Because it's all about feeling good about thinking something bad. This is what it's all about. So, then if you already have, you know, some other kind of, you know, practice, you know, so I suggest some people just recite Tara mantra. So, you know, you just recite Tara mantra, you know. So, and that also purified too. So something huge, you know. So then I think this is good to do, this is good to do, okay? So now I will jump onto the visualization. Visualization, you know, some of you probably have, you know, fortunate that you can visualize. It's not that difficult for you. You can visualize quite easily. That's fortunate, you know. And generally speaking, visualization is going to be challenged because the weakness of our concentration. The weakness of our concentration, you know. Some of you all naturally have, you know, strong concentrations. That's not something to do with your previous karma. So that's good. That's like a wonderful gift that you have, so that you are fortunate. So generally speaking, people have to work for concentration. It won't just come, you know, automatically. So because of that, you know, weakness of our concentrations, the visualization is going to be a challenge. It's not going to be a challenge. So then we should not just give up, you know, because it's too hard. You know, it's not going to be easy. You know, simply by giving up, it's not going to be easy. So we have to try. Rangi minsam je te tang namka. I think a number of you already received this Vajrasattva initiation from Lama Zopa Rinpoche last time when he came here at the retreat, here at the center too. At the retreat, probably a long time ago, Rinpoche did give, I think, not at the center, one hotel, so not long, long time ago. So, I think it was probably now there's a retreat two times. Yes, two times at the retreat. I think one time here, no? At the center. One time? At the center. Uh, 거래 지역은 Rang it means some. Rang means you, no, or you, me, no, Rang. means some here, between I, what do you call? Between I, means some. Rang it means some, like, you know, not like here, not here. No. So then from there, Minzan is there, Tangan Namka, space before you, eye level height. Because here, between here, there's like entrance to the central channel. See, there's like 84,000 channels. Emerge from those channel box, what we call chakra. This 84,000 channel emerge because the chakra is a channel box. One here. There's no one. Then go down. So this is now here. That's why here now. Like the how you say means some. It's not here, right here. There's a reason. Space before you. Krishna, what do you say? How do you say? Eye level. Space before you. Not too high, not too down. There. Namka, space before. Lama Chivoshubhya, Dosin, Dodisemba Yavyum. So then you visualize Buddha Vajrasattva. You visualize. So in order to visualize that, first you have to see the image. First you see the image. You know? Then visualize. You know? See. Visualize means then you look at the photo pictures and you're trying to create the mental image there. Just visualize. You know? There. So if you receive the Vajrasattva initiation from Rinpoche, so whomever you receive, then you visualize that trough of the Vajrasattva head, the Lama, that whom you receive the initiation, you visualize that Lama on top of Vajrasattva, in the Buddha Vajrasattva head, facing towards you. In the beginning, it's going to be just idea. So then eventually it's going to be vivid. Vivid is based on your concentrations. No? Just like mental image of Buddha Vajrasattva with Lama whom you receive the Vajrasattva initiation and top of the head, really like that. Sanjay Chasaso Chasu Chavyu Masaneva Kohamche.
I'm sorry, can I clarify?
You're
recording
the phone? Why is it recording?
Yes.
People are
watching
online?
Online.
Or online.
Yeah, just to clarify, you're visualizing the Lama from whom you received the initiation on top of your head and Vajrasattva before you? Or
No, you are.
Above Vajrasattva head.
Oh.
Thank you.
So if someone has taken the initiation,
For
some people here, they have.
So if you don't receive initiation, so then you don't have Lama to visualize on the top of Vajrasattva head. Okay. So then just visualize Buddha Vajrasattva. Yeah, Next time we can just know, if you are very interested, the next time then we talk to the only group whom received the initiations. It can't be no separate group, no. So here you are just the Buddha Vajrasattva, just Buddha Vajrasattva. No concept. Buddha Vajrasattva, just Buddha Vajrasattva. So the form of light, you know, it's not like something, you know, solid like this, it's a form of light, you know? Something you can see through. So then surrounded by, you know, surrounded, now it's a little bit, that's why I'm saying it's going to be a little bit complicated. Surrounded by all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, you know, surrounded by that very image that you are visualizing, space before you, level of your eye level. So if you can just visualize all the Buddhas, just visualize that, just visualize Bodhisattva, which is the image, just visualize that. So then when it's become quite good, then you can, you know, expand. And right now beginning, just Buddha Vajrasattva. White color. Say, snow mountains, like, not just one sun, 100 sun, reflecting on snow mountain. Can you imagine this, how bright it's going to be, or white it's going to be? It's like not just one sun, 100 different, so 100 suns, I say, 100 sun reflecting on the snow mountain. It's going to be really, you can, really, really white. Oh, no, the, Did you? So see, so now, space before us. So first of course, you have to look at the image of the Buddha Vajrasattva. So then you just sit there very comfortably with the motivation, determinations, you know, to free yourself from this feeling bad of something, you know, to feeling bad. That's how it's been done in Buddhism. That's how it's been done, how you can free yourself from guilt, feeling bad about this, that, you know, all kinds of things. So you just sit there. So see, that's how it begins, about thinking something bad. You know, there's a process. You know, that's why you don't feel bad. It's not just thinking, oh, something terrible happened, you know, this, that, you know, doing nothing, just thinking negative. That feeling bad, that's no good. That's not how you think. That's how you think about feeling bad. That's how you thinking about feeling bad. That's how it starts. That's how it's positive and start. First you sit down there. Now there, you know, space before you, level of your eye. Then you visualize, you know, Buddha Vajrasattva. On top of his head, there's, you know, Lama, who will receive Buddha Vajrasattva initiations, you know. If he didn't receive initiation, just Buddha Vajrasattva image, then just okay, like that. Okay, in the beginning, you just get idea. Just get idea, you know. So that idea becomes more and more clear. It's going to be real. And, you know, then that can be expanded, you know, expand. Right now, I think that's just, you know, good enough. It's not, the image, you know, the Buddhist image is not just, you know, image. It's not just, you know, need to visualize three-dimensional. Three-dimensional, okay, form of light. It's very bright, you know, it's like bright as snow mountains. The 100th sun shines on that snow mountain. It's like bright, it's like very bright. This is it. Oh, then, Shayakum, then, Ranga Thakur does. Because now this powerful purification practice is based on Vajrayana teachings, you know, Tantra teachings. Therefore, every practice that you do it for well-being of all sentient beings, not just to yourself. So then, now, Ranga Thakurtus, you know, around you, Ranga Thakurtus, Thame Thotans. Parent, visualize your parent, who may not have any idea how to purify, you know, how to purify, who may not have any idea how to purify. Talk about the Pamir Totans, Da. See, now this, that I'm saying, this is also part of the forgiveness. So you visualize enemy, the people you don't like, You even visualize them there, you know. You don't exclude them, you include them. See, that's the saying, forgiveness is not easy. It's easy to say, but when you come down to practical level, you have to have reason to forgive, you know. That, you know, good for you, it's good for everybody. Oh. So, primarily, parents, you know, visualize parents. Then, enemy, the person, enemy, they visit enemy, you know. Actually, there's no independent enemy, there's no independent friend, and everything's relatives. Oh. So today's best friend, with few unguarded words, tomorrow becomes worse enemy. With few unguarded words, then exaggerated on the few unguarded words, then exaggerated on that word, then becomes tomorrow's worst enemy. So you used to call that person your friend, best friend, my buddy, no, my best buddy, or whatever you call. So then the levels change because of few unguarded words. Then that word, then you twisted your friend, twisted there, super important, exaggerated, then the friendship is gone. Gone means it's changed. Titari, you to your silly nature, and I'm talking. Dota, and the sunny, damn it, and you think of the Therefore, you know, there's not, it's not definite. It's not, nothing is definite. Everything changed. You know, the enemy become friends. Friends become enemy. The friend become enemy, of course the enemy will become friend too. How come that if, as you say, if enemy will never become friend? Think about that. You think a friend will become enemy, so if that's the case, enemy will become friend, no? So then you visualize your parents' enemy. Then close one, loved one, then all the strangers, Me and Dwas, Ranang number ham, me and number, sorry, me and Dwas. Strangers. Then you can think about your pet too. You don't exclude your pet, put it there, no? You can imagine that, no? You don't have to. You don't have to just visualize them as a cat or as a cat or dog. You can actually, you know, transform those into a human being. Human being. You can remember them as a human, you know, like cute looking human. So see, that's why they say like, why the children are cute. Because there's the one way, say, to protect themselves from being mean by grown-up people. So they appear very cute. Everybody kind of like to touch, you know, So they don't appear as kind of like gurus. They say there's the very reason they appear very cute. Any children to protect themselves from being mean by some grown up. So they appear so cute. So then they become grown up, they become really powerful. That cuteness is not needed, then you know, they can survive without their cuteness. So anyway, you can just visualize your pet, you know, this cute looking. That doesn't have to be grown up. The human doesn't have to be grown up. Everything looks like kind of like normal. You can visualize them as a human, cute looking human, you know, cute. You can visualize. Tordajan, Chang, Da, Nye, Da, enemy, Nye, close one, loved one, Parma, strangers, Doa, all living beings, Ranang, Nambahams. You can visualize them as they are. Or you can visualize them as like all human beings, human being, okay? Rangda thakoji sinjen nam chazali jungwa tabi dunga jaza laso ji na wala shema rati dembe tundu neba tabi jidata, you know? So then all of that, including yourself, then all of that, you know, what I said, living in same ocean. Everybody, doesn't matter how they look, how they dress, everybody has problems. Everybody. In samsara, everybody has problems. You know, nobody's free from problems. Everybody has problems. Billionaire, military leader, you know, like commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief from commander to commander-in-chief. To all the way to this newborn baby, everybody has problem. Everybody. So see, if you understand samsara, so there's everybody, you know, no matter how they look, you know. So then some of the suffering is very much hidden, invisible, hidden, very invisible. So see, therefore, the reason, all this, you know, you yourself, of course, that you are the one who's doing practice, they're surrounded there, you know, all of that. So you are doing this practice, purify your bad feeling, in the same time, purifying all the bad feelings of all these beings. See, because of this process, that's how it's beginning of this process, that's the reason why you don't feel bad. Instead of feeling bad about thinking something bad, you will feel good. That's why you feel good. The whole process. So now, maybe just take little time, go back to the visualization of the Buddha Vajrasattvas. So then, to finish here, visualizing all these beings. So we'll do it together, okay? Maybe you do, so I will say, then you do probably, that's probably better. Space before you, level of your eye, there is a Buddha Vajrasattva. In white color, bright, very bright white color. Then if you receive the initiation, then you know, top of that Vajrasattva, then you visualize the Lama whom you receive this initiation, okay? Then around you, there's no parents. Your parents, visualize your parents. Hmm? than person whom you consider as enemy, than dear one, close one, loved one, friends, then strangers. Then if you are pets, then you are pets, then together with all the other living beings. If they are, or maybe transform those into human. No? Remember, they all of them have problems. Not just one, many, many problems. So now visualize that. So now there's all these beings that you're visualizing around you. Now there's not just one problem. There's so many, all different kind of problems. Problems of fear, all kinds of problems. Power to free all these beings that you are visualizing around you. Who has the power to free all these beings? Who has the power to free all these beings? Right now, I myself going through a lot of complications, a lot of difficulties. I don't think I can, free them from those, difficulties. But the space before me and eye level, Buddha Vajrasattva, has a power to, free all these living beings from the sufferings. Or purifying their pain. Conviction. Not blind faith. Conviction faith. Not blind faith. Conviction faith. Convince. 100% convinced, stays before you, the Buddha Vajrasattva has the power or ability to free all of us from this, problems, difficulties. See, after that, telechevi niva dinji jamne mado suya mebi yichiji chidu le ni chiji ya chiji ches. Look at that messenger. Then crying out. So crying, I'm not sure. Say crying out. Changing mother, but the jiba jida jiba the chop do so nyambi dimiti. No, please free all of us, from this all this complication, not just the complication, also the cause of complication, not just complication, that's the result of the cause of the complications. So to protect, you know, or free us from there. You know, or, basically having like conversation with the image that you created by your mind, having conversation, asking that very image, you know, it's not just image, three-dimensional Buddha Vajrasattva figure, you know, it's not just, you know, figure, it's, it's a real one, it's a real one, you know. Kala mibhatsa cheva tiyadina tubashus, you know. If you believe from deep down from your heart, Tara is here, Tara is here. Buddha's here, if Buddha's here. If you believe deep down from your heart, if you believe, purely believe, is here, is here. Because they are enlightened. So, manifest, they manifest, they manifest, they are capable to manifest. it's not like us, you know, once in a while we think about our friends, you know, how, wondering what they are doing. It's not like that. Day and night, day in, day out, that's all they think about is welfare of sentient beings. That's what they think. That's why they get enlightenment. So when they get enlightened, that's what they think. Day in, day out, they think about well-being of other sentient beings. If somebody's crying out, they will sense right away. They will sense right away. So sometimes people ask, no, what happens when you get enlightened? Then some people may say, oh, you're going to disappear. No, you're not going to disappear. See, you know, it's not just Buddhists, you know. Some case, like some part of Yugoslavia, some people, they see Virgin Mary. See, you know. It's not just Yugoslavia, you know, it could see anywhere, you know, so now that you are like, conviction, having a conviction, faith in that figure who has ability and the power to free all of us, you know, from all these, you know, complications, or difficulties, or, you know, feeling bad about something. This is very important, this is critical, you know, to have that kind of convictions, faith in that figure, okay? Tegu shuddha tsam mayimbe yi dungye veche kunyosana chasa dos. So then after that, then you take, you know, for sake of all the well-being of all sentient beings, I take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. Then that's how the refuge prayer has been said. Okay? Sake of well-being of all mothers and all these living beings that I just visualized around me, sake of all these beings, now I'm going to take refuge. You know, Buddha Dharma Sangha, in the Buddha, you know, it's like, it's Buddha Vajrasattva. Buddha Dharma Sangha, you take refuge. Sanjay Shudan, Suji Chonan, Chanju Bandan, David Dola, Pinja Sanjay Dubasha. Then you do refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. Then you do refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. These are called power of dependence. Dependent, thank you. How there's the four powers. The first one, remember, Lamula. First power, out of four powers, when you purify, power of dependence. Yeah. Dependence, or tinjito, power dependent. So the four power. How to stop feeling bad and how to eliminate feeling bad. That, you know, done based on the four powers. Four powers, no? Okay. So this is the first one, is power of dependent. Depending on object or figure that you visualize it, space before you. Or the, you know, the object that you take from the Buddha Dharma Sangha, you know, these are the power of dependent, there's a fast power. Okay, there's fast power. Sanjay, not here. Sanjay Chodha, not in this book, in some other book. Sanjay Chodha, Thaba Devanam Chap. Thaba Devanam Chap. Harva, you know, it's like liberation. Oh, it's freedom from all the suffering, not just one suffering, one type of suffering, all the suffering, you know, all the sufferings. All this complication in samsara, complication of not getting, wanting something, not getting, want to find something, not finding. When you find something, then worry about losing something. All kind, you know, like six types of suffering, eight types of suffering. There's many, many. You know, we all face. You know, none of us free from that, you know, unless we achieve liberation. You know. So good to understand. There's so much you can expect in the samsara. There's so much you can expect. So understanding true existence, or your own true existence, no? As I said, so nobody likes to get headache, you know. When you get headache, it's not something good thing that's happening, because if there's headache, because you have head. If there's no head, there will be no headache. See, you know. So samsara, there will be difficulties, no? That's what is called samsara. It's not like perfect life or existence, no? So if you achieve liberation, if there's some problem, you can complain. You can call Shakyamuni Buddha. You can email, see, what's happening now. So what you said, you know, I have so much problem. And samsara, see. Just understanding, having just understanding of samsara will, how you say, minimize so much, like unrealistic expectations will be minimized. And so much stress is going to be released. Long time ago that we rescue 40 rabbit, not small, quite big, chubby, 40 of them, put into Nona's farm, and from there, you know, transport to the one lady, very kind lady, have this all kind of animals, rescuing a lot of rabbit there, so we asked her to take care of the burden there. Somebody asked me, Gishila, what do you think about those rabbits? I said, that's the best as it could get in a rabbit realm. No, rabbit realm, that's the best as it can get. So they have no worry about somebody could eat them, you know, they have plenty of grass to eat. So sometimes, once in a while, it's good to think about, oh, this is the good as it can get, you know. And sometimes, not that, you know. So life is, sometimes, already difficult. If I say, oh, it's very good, that's lie. That's not true. You know, maybe saying that makes you happy. It lasts only temporary. After that, you will realize not that. So it's difficult. So we should not make our life more miserable, because in general speaking, life in samsara is kind of difficult. So we shouldn't make it more miserable. So now the one thing that makes us miserable is feeling bad. Or this and that. So that feeling, so now we are learning how to get rid of that feeling, how to overcome from that bad feeling and doing this kind of practice, okay? That's exactly, if you want to think about something negative about yourself, that's how you think. Then after that, you know, when you recite the mantra, so right there, then you think about something bad. Because you already did something good, meaning good, so you will not feel bad about thinking bad. So this is important. Buddha Dharma Sangha, they are the object of refuge. If you are seeking liberation, if you are seeking freedom from all the suffering, not just one suffering. So then, you know, these are your object of your refuge. So there's a refuge prayer that Hamula will say, so you do that. So most of you know, already know. Some of you never heard before.
I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings.
Not just listening here, there needs to be power change. Practicing Tamala.
That's what it says.
It's okay, so now you know, practicing, etc., etc., that means practicing right now, you are practicing, you know, purification, you know, you are doing purification practice, that, and so on and so forth, etc., all of that. Oh. Then just to benefit
from my practice. Using another perfection.
One day you said it's for the teachings. Listening Dharma, you know, teaching Dharma.
Yeah, by my practice of giving another perfection, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings.
In order to benefit, that's a very important part. In order to benefit all
sentient beings.
Sentient beings. Oh. That includes yourself too, you know. You if you are part of enlightenment, enlightened being, then you are excluded. If you are not enlightened, then you are included. Sanjay Dola Penji, to benefit sentient beings. So then people say, sometimes people say, reciting this reference in Buddhist prayer is very liberating. It's very liberating, you know. It's very, how you say, therapeutic?
Mm-hmm.
Therapeutic, you know, it's very therapeutic. Everybody struggling, everybody, you know. Don't think that, that person is doing well. No, everybody is struggling. So if you understand samsara, everybody is struggling, you know. Everybody needs to be loved, need to be, how you say, compassion, need to show, how you say, needs to be given love, needs to be given compassion, needs to be given respect, needs to be given everything also. Just having that kind of mindset is really good. Just having that mindset, whether there's no realization or not, just having that kind of mindset, no? I wish everybody be happy, you know. I don't wish anybody to be suffering, I wish them to be happy. Just having that mindset, you know, is healthy mindset. It will benefit you. It will benefit your health. It will benefit your, you know, happiness for your life. Just having that mindset. So much problems causing by, you know, mindset. You know, different mindset caused by different mindset. Oh. See, so they should also be channeled to change the down in Dagi Jesus, the Sonam Jin Dola Pinji Sanji Dubashas. Dola Pinji. It will prevent you to say something negative to someone else. Dola pinches, no? Benefits and things. Benefit. That's what my practice was dedicated for. Benefits and things. Benefit myself. Protect my peace of mind, you know. I say, free myself from all this, you know, bad feeling, you know. That's all this I would practice, huh? So then you say, after that you say, repeat with your prayer, okay? Meaning, Chenanji, several times never dagi matches.
The prayer that Geshe-la is mentioning is on page 34 of the Gold Prayer Book, if you wanted to look at it.
Chidi Mata. How is it? She chamjo chigan chile me jang lam nim da khang chap su dwe yu su khang chap su dwe yu su. Now time for a break, pee pee break. Because the battery is died out. Computer mutes.
Oh.
So they died out. So maybe break, should break. Should break, just walk around. 11 o'clock, it's 11:04, so just take break. Do you have something to drink or no?
Yes, water.
Oh, yeah, please. What do you think about, benefit of thinking life before this? Or what is the downside? So we need to discuss this. What is the downside of thinking something life before this life? Or what is the benefit? There's two questions. This one needs to think, what is the benefit? In personal level, benefit of thinking something before this, and what do you think? What everybody think? Life before this, something good to think about, or maybe
Yeshua, I like to think about it because, well, I think of it as whoever had my mind stream before, I'd like to thank them. They did a very good job to get me here so that I'm here. So now my job, in case I don't make it to enlightenment, is to do a very good job for the next person who has my mind stream. Because I don't think of it as me, because we don't take our personality with us. But I guess it could be a bad thing. Someone might think everything that happens to them that's bad, blame it on themselves in the past and get mad at themselves. Is that possible? Maybe?
So I'm trying to find all of us to ground the foundation for forgiveness. It's easy to say, not that easy to do. Practically, it's not easy to. You have to have a reason to forgive. It's not just nice thing to do, no. Practically, it's not nice just, no. So forgiveness, no. So Pandit, in Asia, people do talk about forgiveness.
Maafi.
Does Mr. apologize?
It's not truly apologize, but it is really forgiving from within the heart, because there is a concept of karma many people from there believe in, and they believe that if you only think of only this life and no other life, the tendency would be to harm or to do negative things also. But when you have a concept that this continues, and by forgiving yourself first and forgiving others, you're also putting the seeds to have a better life next life. So there's probably some sort of a selfish motive in there, but with a positive mind stream.
Yeah, that's good selfish mind. Yeah, so needed. No, although not all selfish is not negative. The selfish mind is needed. Otherwise, nobody could get enlightened.
Right.
No? So see, now there's a difference. You know, here in the West and East, culture different, tradition different. There, you know, people do believe karma. Whether they understand karma. The understanding of karma, how deep the understanding of karma goes or not, culturally everybody believes, you know, that life goes on. Maybe, you know, here, maybe life doesn't go on. That's what people think. When you die, game over, finish. Game is over. So then, you know, the only thing that you worry about is this life. That's the only thing you worry about. So this life, long as I, in my lifetime, everything is fine. That's all I care. After when I die, if things doesn't stay here, I don't care. No, they have to deal with death. They have to deal with death. No, so that environment practice also, you know, the karma greatly contributed. That's exactly before 1959 in Tibet. All the environment is perfectly fine. No, nobody mess around with the lake, mountain. Nobody digs. Nobody cut wood. You know, so that's all this, you know, because of karma. So I was just wondering, you know, like personal level, is there any benefit if you think our life continues from before this continues, that's going to continue. So, you know, it's not just this, you know, there's hope. It's not just, okay, like 20 years, no, it goes, there's hope, you know, there's a lot of, you know, earth goes on. So,
yes, sir? I was going to say that, you know, I was raised to think about this life, then after this life, there's either heaven, you know, or hell.
Mm.
So, the motivation that I was raised with is, you only have this life, so you have to do everything you can to be good in order to go to heaven. So because I only have this life, that's it, I have to work really hard to go to heaven, to be good to go to heaven.
Mm.
So it was a positive motivation to be good and do good work.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. I think the so anyway, just, you know, just wondering, you know, like the foundations to show the foundation to show compassion. Why I have to show compassion? No compassion, no forgiveness. No compassion, no forgiveness. Huh? So, egoistic, you know, the, how to say, different kind of selfish mind. It's not selfish mind that only focus on me, you know. There's nothing for others. You know, that kind of selfish mind. We try to please that mind as a Buddhist from beginningless time, still not content. So it's hard to please that particular selfish mind. So because of that particular selfish mind, all the suffering occur, all the problems occur. So now foundations, you have to have foundation to forgive. How to forgive, you know, see, at the beginning, when you have conflict with somebody else did something to you, it's very unfair, unjustice, unfair, unethical, so and so, there's some reasons. And that moment, you know, you don't even want to see that person. It's really strong resentment from your side. So that resentment, you can feel that resentment, it goes stronger and stronger, 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 or you could, you know, how to say, weaken that resentment through thinking. So you thought, okay, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you thought that you will never, ever talk to that person face to face. That's not going to happen. Then you think, you know, you think. So then, you know, you don't have problems, you know, genuinely, sincerely, not just pretending. You don't have problem seeing that person. You don't have problems. Before, you have huge problem seeing that person face to face. So now you don't have that problem, you know. And that time, not just that, also you are wishing something bad for that person too. So you don't want that person to be successful. You know? This is all ill-feel thinking. So this is slowly, you know, reading some material here, there. And then all this material suggests, you know, you to be, you know, to concern about the well-being also, and then, you know, then slowly, then you kind of, you know, change your perception about that person. Then eventually you don't have problems seeing that person face to face. But still you have, you know, some problems, if that person is going to ask you some favor, you are not ready to give that favor, do that favor yet. Because you don't know, that's okay, that's all human. Oh, that's very understandable. Oh? But progress has been made. So see, then that person is actors, you know, the action. We like should not think that the actor and action is inseparable. Otherwise, actor has no chance to get no better, no chance to become better human beings. Far as the this is very important. So see, we don't see, unfortunately, we don't see the negative mind as an enemy. We don't see that. We see the person who has negative mind, we see that person as an enemy. We don't see that because of that, there's no ground for compassion. If we see that negative mind is an enemy, if we see that, then we have there's some ground to, you know, to show compassion, because that person is poisoned by those negative thinking. That's how Shakyamuni Buddha sees not the person as a problem, the person's disturbing mind, that's the problem, you know, to distinguish. You know? What happened in Tibet? No, it's not like that. No, what happened in Tibet? Tibet, you know, they're like, to so many lives been lost, no, so many like, Sangha members to forced to disrobe, no, to all kinds of things that like beyond your human imagination, that kind of problem, like the tragedy, suffering that took place in Tibet. It's not like somebody, you know, like it's not. It's not like problem that we have here, there, you know, it's like this. That's like much bigger problems, much bigger problems. But still, you know, Tibetan, so you can call also practice forgiveness, but as Padmaji mentions, everybody think about karma. It's not just this life. This goes on and on. So you are responsible. So that I mentioned before, understanding of impermanent, understanding of karma, understanding of bodhicitta, this all help forgive someone. No? So then sometimes once in a while you see this no piece of information, even though I have to live in the eons, not talking about 1 year, 2 year, 1 minute, eons. Even though I have to live eons in fiery pit, just for one sentence being. Don't just say from mouth, think. Don't just say, just think. Don't just say, you know, it's not going to change. Think. My compassion is not going to get deterred. My compassion is not going to get weaker. Even I'm physically living, have to live in the fire pit, eons. See, not just 1 year, eons. Just say and think. That kind of, you know, strength, self-confidence, that's kind of like heart power that you possess, heart power, you know. So those, you know, like the thinking will allow you to forgive somebody. You know? But, you know, it takes time. It will not happen right away, as I mentioned, before you even don't want to see that person. So now you have no problem seeing that person face to face, you know, talk to that person, or do something good, give something, but you still have some problem. If the person asking you some do some favor, you still say no. So then they also will change, you know, slowly will change, you know. See, it takes time, you know. Forgiveness takes time, you know? So I'm not sure how to say, you know, there's forgiveness. So people say in very nice words, it's all come down on that, you know. You are doing it for you, no. Doesn't mean that you are, praising the other person's actions. And whatever the action is no matter who say that action itself is negative. This is negative action, you know, negative actions. So then understanding of karma based on that understanding of that actions, there's some ground to show compassion because that person is going to be experiencing consequences of the actions sooner or later. So there's something to show compassion. Maybe you please say something about forgiveness. So that's all I said, you know, understanding of impermanent, karma, bodhicitta, all this will help, you know, the bodhicitta. Then you are talking about opening up your heart to all living beings. Or then thinking about life before this. If there's something before this, if something going to be after this, if something before this, it can be just one, right? Can be just one. How there can be just one? How you going to prove there's only one before this? If there's something before this, it can be just one. Can be just 100. That's called beginning list. That's why it's called beginning list. You can't count. So, then it requires, you know, it's a mammal. Mammal has got mammal. It requires parents. Mammal. How you say?
Mammal.
It requires parents. See? Human. Like, see, people say we are from ape. Ape?
Yeah.
So then I'm not sure, first there will be not just thousand, there will be two human. Right? Two human. That's how all the human emerge. Two human. Then, all related. Indirectly, all related. You know, so then because the due to the climate, all of that, skin change, color of the skin change, hair change, all of that, ultimately it's like concept of one world. One world. That's, you know, when you see how I don't remember, like there's some of you remember, I say, your ancestor, your parent, of course, grandparent, great-grandparent, parents, grandparents, then? Great-grandparents.
Great-great-great-great-great.
Ancestors, you know, so they are coming from somewhere. But you only remember your parents, and your grandparents, then great-grandparents, then great-grandparents, then great-grandparents, the dears, all, you know, it's coming from somewhere. It's going over there. Then how? In Tibetan, like, in my case, I only remember my grandparents, not great-grandparents. So that's no record. Record? So see, the people who remember, how many? Is there any people, how many they remember? How many?
Generation.
Oh, how many generations before they remember? 7, 6? No?
I just read one person used seven great-grandfathers on the Mayflower.
So just think through that way, not just think of a beginning list. No, just think from that angle. Think. It doesn't mean it's not there because simply you don't remember. That's not fair. Because I don't remember, that doesn't mean they're not there. You know, it is there. So how far? It's question is how far. See? So there are some people who have clairvoyance. You know, some of the clairvoyance allow you to remember 500 lives before this. So now, because the has a scientific knowledge that allows you to remember not 500, but, you know, three generations, not 500 generations, but three generations, depending on the environment you live in here now. In some case, in my hometown, people probably remember only two generations. And some of them probably don't remember even one generation. So that doesn't mean they're not there, you know. Hmm. See, some people, they don't remember their parents. See, it's happening in the modern world too, you know. You have been adopted at a young age, now you have not remembered. That doesn't mean they are not there, no, they are there. Oh. So, see, remembering all things with mother, how is mother? How you say in English? Remembering all mother, all sentient beings are your mother. So that need to think, you know, that word, all the remembering all sentient beings are your mother. It's been, so there's another ground to show kindness. Compassion. So, see, this is why here, coming here. Tago the Rijugi, Dibi, Sinji Tanja, let me tell them, you tell that time about Dagi Machi, say that time about Dagi Machi. So, one way to develop universal compassion, this is one of the most important foundations. To develop universal compassion means compassion towards all living beings. You have to have foundation or reason to develop universal compassion. Otherwise, universal compassion is just going to be what? No. So that's the one foundation. No. Remembering. So that's why I was, this beginning of this class, I'm asking, what do you think about life before this? Is there life before this, or is just? No, personal level. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think about? It's hard, no, because not having any clue. But you know, life before this, no. If you think life before this, there can be just one, can be just 100. No, so then you know that's why it's called beginningless. Not accountable. Uncountable. Doesn't mean limitless, uncountable, you know, like how you're going to count the sand in the South Carolina beach, North Carolina beach, on the sand. Just pick a one handful of sand. How are you going to count? One piece? It seems like countless. Doesn't mean it's countless, but you can't count, but I'm not sure. Just forget about counting all of that, all the beach, sand, the beach, just one handful. Just one, there's like, there is like one, right? It's an individual piece.
One grain.
One grain? One handful of, how many grain there? No? Then you call this uncountable? Yeah, uncountable. That's just one handful. Just think about now all the beach. It seems like limitless. Limitless? Oh. So like that, no? So say, that's why there's important things, something before this.